Hello, Melissa.
Hello, Nicole. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, but football.
It's been a really tough start to the season. I'm not gonna lie. The first 3 weeks have really gotten me down.
So much has happened that's been shocking, but not in a good way. I mean, I think we're relatively good at fantasy, but to be honest, I just question if we were really lucky in the past.
I think we are good at it. We've been really unlucky this year. Like, obviously, injuries you can't prepare for. I had last pick in the draft, so that I was fucked from the start. And it was just bad luck. It's just been a bad start to the year.
I think I was the last pick though last year, and I did pretty well.
Yeah, I feel like last pick sometimes is a toss up. I just was not a success in the last pick. Like, I shouldn't be last pick is what I've learned. Like, having to pick twice in a row really stresses me out, and then I don't pick again for like 24 turns, so I sit there for like 30 minutes. It's just too much. I didn't thrive.
Agreed. Well, alternatively, I'm sure, for all my other first round picks in their leagues, I did get CMC, who doesn't appear to be playing football in the near future. That man is abroad in fucking Germany right now.
Yeah, that
Excuse
was a
my
really
French.
tough. That was a tough pick for probably everyone's draft. Everyone took him first, and then he was just like, oh, just kidding. I'm not going to actually play for the first 3 games, maybe more. We'll see when I come back.
I think it's the first 4 games he's put on IR. So that's at least 4 games.
So he's only going to miss one more, or like at least one more.
At least one more. I don't know. There's no timetable for his return, is last what I heard, the last update.
That's a bummer.
I guess in Germany they have alternative medicines, whatever that means, or alternative things that can be used that are not legal in the US, I believe.
So drugs,
Some
steroids.
drugs. The roids.
I mean, do what you gotta do, Christian. I get it.
Niners are truly suffering. The Niners are a reflection of myself, to be honest. Losing people left and right, and also just losing, to be honest. But your teams are not faring any better.
No, I'm 0-3. The Bengals are 0-3. We're all just riding that bottom line, race to the fucking last place right now, which is embarrassing.
I honestly think this is a year for the underdogs. I have been quite surprised by who has won the games so far this season.
I mean, yeah, the Falcons beat the Eagles. Didn't see that coming. I also bet on the Eagles, so that was a big bummer to watch them lose.
Watch this whole podcast is just me and you venting what we vented out in our text threads.
Yeah, this is people just listening to what we talk about on the phone every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday.
Which is not very exciting.
I mean, I think it is, but I don't think it's exciting to be an audience member.
All right, let's turn it around. Let's stop dwelling on the sadness and
Let's
let's move on.
start the content, start the podcast.
Hot zone.
Let's move on to some of the more important things. What is happening off the field? Since, to be honest, not much is happening on the field, at least for my teams or players.
All
So,
right.
I heard a wild rumor, and you are going to absolutely lose it, Alyssa, that apparently Aaron Rodgers and Nick Jonas are dating.
What?
Yes, I saw this on
Neither of
TikTok.
them is gay.
Well, you don't know that.
What? Nick Jonas
It
is
has,
married.
I know, but it's long been rumored that
Like on the under,
Priyanka
they're
is,
on the down low.
that Priyanka and him, like, are just married for convenience.
That I would believe. I would for sure. I mean, if anyone's gay in this situation, I would for sure believe that Nick Jonas is gay. And that him and Priyanka are just in a sham marriage. But I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is gay. And like, how did the two of them interact? Like, where did this rumor come from? How did the two of them interact? Where do they interact?
Very good questions. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers was at a birthday party for Nick Jonas or maybe one of the Jonas brothers.
Okay.
And so that was just the shocking intel, and that is maybe how this rumor spun up.
But like, were they making out? Like, just because he went to a party doesn't mean they're dating. You and I go to parties together, but we're not dating. Like, were they snuggling? Were they like touching each other? Like, I need so many more details. This is out of left field right now.
Well, they weren't making out or anything, but they just everyone thought it was odd that Aaron Rodgers was at the party. And no
That's
one knew
it. They
that
just
and
they
no
think they're dating just because he was at the party. Maybe they're
Well,
just friends.
very true. Oh, wait, Joe Jonas's 34th birthday.
Okay. He's the same age as Taylor Swift.
It's so funny because this article says Aaron Rodgers joins Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra to, quote, celebrate, unquote, Joe Jonas's 34th birthday. But they say it was a surprise appearance by him, which, I mean, it's kind of surprising that they're friends. But I
Yeah,
mean,
I
they're all
wouldn't expect
famous.
them to run in the same circles at all.
Exactly. So they're definitely dating.
So they're definitely dating. They're not just unlikely friends, they are lovers. Okay.
The internet is wild.
The internet is wild.
Yeah, I was floored when I saw this rumor. But I mean, who has Aaron Rodgers been rumored or seen with? Not many people. Oh, wait.
He was engaged to Shailene Woodley for a while.
True, true,
They broke it
true.
off, but they were together for, I don't know, 5 years, 4 years, a while.
Maybe there's a reason that their engagement ended, Alyssa, because of
Yeah,
Nick
maybe
Jonas.
she realized he was gay. She caught him with Nick.
Anyways, I think it's baffling.
Yeah, that's wild, but I am now committing this as fact. Like, they are secret lovers.
I also
Even
think
though there seems to be no basis for that.
it's such a taboo to, like a taboo to be gay in the NFL because there's remember Carl Nassib came out as gay and everyone was like, "Whoa."
Yeah, it
So
was like a really big thing.
I feel like it's so shunned upon, so I could see, even though there's nothing wrong with it, I could see not many, if they are gay, wanting to come out of the closet.
Well,
So Aaron Rodgers and Nick Jonas are dating.
so they're dating, and blessings to the happy couple. Sorry to Priyanka. Maybe she knew, maybe she didn't, but now she does. If I know, she knows,
Yes. So who knows? We shall see. In addition to that additional dating story, did you know that there's speculation that Joe Burrow is single? Have you heard this?
No, I thought he was engaged.
Apparently, Olivia, his fiance, has wiped all pictures of them from her social media.
Oh my goodness.
So,
So there's a chance for me? Is that what you're saying?
there's a chance, but maybe this is the reason why his performance has been pretty bad.
Olivia Holmes. There's a picture of him right here.
But not on social media.
I'm on her Instagram.
Oh.
Olivia Holzmacher? Macher?
I don't know.
I
I
mean,
feel
there's
like
only
take.
one, and it's
Oh,
not a
wait.
good one.
Exactly. So the rest of them, Alyssa. If you were engaged with someone, wouldn't you have more than one photo?
Yeah, I would think so. Or like an engagement
Suspicious.
photo.
Very suspicious.
Yeah, there's no pictures of her like saying they're engaged.
Exactly.
She's really pretty. Well, it sounds like maybe it's my time. If Aaron Rodgers can get with Nick Jonas, Alyssa Gager can get with Joe Burrow.
Don't really know how both of those correlate, to be honest, because Aaron Rodgers and Nick Jonas are both famous celebrities.
They're just equally unlikely. Like, if you had been like, Alyssa, name the most unlikely couple you can think of, I probably couldn't have even come up with Aaron Rodgers and Nick Jonas. So that's how unlikely those two are. So if those two can make it in this crazy world, there's hope for me and Joe.
1% chance.
I'll take it.
It's like yesterday when your team almost flipped from the 1% chance
Exactly.
of winning.
Exactly.
1%, 56.
I almost went from 1% to victory. I didn't, but I almost did. And that's what counts.
That was also me. To be honest, Eric, I feel like that's his MO every week so far in the 3 weeks. It's where it just comes up to the very last minute.
We gotta.
Sadly, not in our favor.
No, definitely not this time.
All right, moving on from Joe Burrow, but I'm glad I gave you the news that he's single. Do you remember the item from a few weeks ago that we talked about regards to Cody Ford and Tiana something?
Not at all. Will
So Cody
you?
Ford is a Bengals guard and he cheated on his fiance, Tiana, and now there's been pictures and stories of how she's dating a Vikings player, and that has caused quite a stir on the internet.
I've seen this on Twitter, a couple tweets about it because base and she's basic. It sounds like she's dated other football players as well, like outside of those two. She's been seen with others in the past.
Yes,
And
so
she's not very
she.
good looking.
I think she's okay. She seems loyal.
I would say definitely not.
Well, no, not her. She didn't cheat on Cody.
But she cheated with Cody.
No, her and
He, I thought you
Cody.
said he cheated on his girlfriend with her.
No, Cody. No, his girlfriend. So Cody's girlfriend was Tiana.
Oh, so he
Yeah, so
cheated on
then.
Tiana and now Tiana's with somebody else.
Yes.
I
And
see.
apparently there was some drama. So the Vikings player is Ivan Pace Jr. So there were pictures of them together. But I guess apparently some girl came out on TikTok and said that Ivan invited her to a game. And this is while he's like dating Tiana. I mean, I don't know if they're official necessarily. So maybe he's just playing the field. But I guess some of the wags were talking to her, like asking how this girl was there. I assume if you get invited by a player, you get some access to go down to the field and do certain things that us peasants and commoners don't get to do usually.
I'm very sure.
So I think they all had gathered together, and some of the girls were probably like, "Who is this?" And then she said, like, "Ivan invited me." And then this kind of rumors started swirling up on TikTok, which is literally how it always goes down. So now she's kind of involved in another cheating type drama.
Poor girl.
You're
She
like,
sounds like she has bad taste in men, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. NFL players are players.
Yeah, so maybe she should branch out. And
Settle
maybe this is
down.
not what I saw on Twitter, because I didn't read it that deeply, but the girl I saw on Twitter was not good looking, and she had been like, she recently dated two NFL players, and then someone like quote tweeted it to be like, she's also has been seen with and named two more. So there's like a total of four NFL players this one girl had been dating, and someone else tweeted like, why don't all NFL players like get better women instead of like the same run through girl, which is very sexist, but also I'm like, yeah, that's a great point. Like, why does this one girl, why is she getting passed around like the fucking football over here? Like, let's branch out. But you know,
All right, great story.
thanks.
What I've learned from this story is that it just starts with one player.
Yep. Once you're in, you're in.
I don't know how people get in,
Maybe that's Nick
but
Jonas's goal. Like, he doesn't really want to be with Aaron Rodgers. He has his eyes set on like Josh
Joe
Allen,
Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Well, I mean, if I'll fight him on that one, but maybe that's his in. He's like, oh, let me do the easy old guy who's looking for love after his like engagement fell apart, and then I'm
He's
in.
the old guy.
I mean, yeah, he's like an old dude. I mean, he's not old, but like relative to the rest of the league and relative to Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas, I mean, if Joe Jonas is only 34, Nick Jonas is probably what, 31, 32? Aaron Rodgers
He is
is
young.
mid 40s.
Yeah, he's old.
So there you go. Nick, we're on to your plan.
I feel like literally instead of hot zone, it should just be called dating zone. I don't know why everything has just been about couples and relationships so
I know
far
that's
this
all you got, but
season.
I have something for the end before we sign off, and mine will not be about couples. So
Oh, okay.
for our
Well,
listeners, stay to the end.
for the five,
A
maybe
surprise.
six.
For the five of you listening who have made it this far, keep listening.
Okay, so I do also want to touch on some football related stuff. So when we discussed on the previous pod, I'm trying to learn more about the divisions of the NFL. So I've decided to drum roll to start with the NFC East because I feel like that's easiest.
Okay, this was gonna be my thing. I was gonna quiz you. So I guess we've arrived at the surprise already.
My thing is, I really don't want to talk about football mainly because I need something to turn around before we talk good things about the actual football and players. So that's why I'm keeping it short and sweet.
Okay, so you said the NFC East?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who's in the NFC East?
The Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, Washington Commanders, and Dallas Cowboys.
You passed. 100%.
Facts.
Bags. Now, can you tell me out of those four teams who has the best record right now?
Very good question, Alyssa. Let
There's
me
the quiz.
think. Let me put on my thinking cap a little bit. Not the Eagles, not the Cowboys, the Commanders.
It is the Eagles. The Eagles are 2-1.
Oh.
They've only lost to the Falcons.
Oh, that was just such a shocking loss, to be honest,
I know. It's
that.
like, oh, they're trash. They're washed up. But no, they're doing all right. Fun.
And that's all, folks.
I have more to quiz you on if you want to keep going, or are we just
All
doing
right. Okay,
one per pod?
let's
Okay. So we did the NFC East. So let's do the AFC East, one that you didn't prep for.
I also feel like it's a little confusing, even the NFC East, because I've always thought Texas is in the middle. It's very complicated. Okay, AFC East.
I'll give you a hint. Texas is not in there.
Okay. Actually, yeah, wouldn't you think the Dallas Cowboys are part of the NFC South?
Yeah. I feel like
So
East is not Texas, but I also don't know how any of this works.
I don't really know either. Is it maybe because teams have changed locations?
Maybe.
But Dallas Cowboys have always been in Dallas, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Because like
Not us just talking out loud.
Philadelphia, Washington, and New York are like very decidedly in the East, but Dallas Cowboys are not in the East at all. So I don't know how they
Yeah,
ended up
I
over
don't
there.
know. Okay, AFC East.
And these are all teams that are in the East.
Okay, good to know. Patriots?
Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Tennessee Titans?
No.
Me trying to even think of any teams in the East. I'm just going up and down the map of the coast. Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
See, that's like north to me.
Yes, that's a great point. They should be in the north. I don't know how any of this works, but Buffalo Bills are AFC East. So we got the Bills, we got the Patriots.
Who else would fit into this scenario? Well, Atlanta played Philadelphia, so they're in the NFC. The Jaguars?
No.
My mind is so turned.
I don't think any of these make sense because I'm going to tell you one of them, which is the Miami Dolphins. And those should be south. Like, you don't get more south than
Exactly.
Miami, but Miami Dolphins are in the AFC East.
Okay.
So that makes no sense. And then the fourth one is the New York Jets. So two
I
New York
mean,
teams are in the AFC East. One New York team is in the West, or the NFC East. So all of the New York teams are East, allegedly.
so the North, are they just looking in the middle?
I guess.
Don't want to play this game anymore.
I just imagine like the three people who are listening are just like, these two are dumb as shit. Like, because I'm sure there's like a very obvious reason why like all these teams are where they are. I would love someone to tell me, like, whoever is listening, Sam, I know you're still
Sam,
listening.
I was just gonna say Sam McCann. I know you're out there.
Sam McGann, message us when you listen to this and tell us why the Dallas Cowboys are in the NFC East. Thank you. Because
Sam
I'm not going
probably
to
throughout
Google
this
it.
whole segment is like, you dumbasses.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right. Well, great. So now we did two. So I'll save the other ones for future episodes because I think this is
Yes.
fun.
But in all seriousness, we really need to pick up our fantasy teams, or else this is really detrimental to my mental health and physical state. Every week, I feel like I just wake up with a football hangover, to be honest. I feel so unwell from all the activities of the past weekend. I just crumble like a cheese. How do these players even get up after week after week? I don't even know.
They're getting paid a lot of money. That would
True.
probably help. Like, all we are is losing money because all the money we spent on fantasy, we just watch it go down the drain when we lose. So, if I was making money, I wouldn't really care.
Life goes down the drain. Well, looks like we'll see what upsets happen this week, but hopefully, at least we aren't the upset ones.
Should we make some predictions?
Sure.
Why not? We got to make this podcast about something.
All right, I'll kick it off. Patriots versus Niners. What do you think?
I'm going Niners for sure.
I want to
You're
go
going
Niners, but Niners have
Pats?
not been looking pretty good lately, to be honest.
No, the Niners will beat the Patriots for sure. All right, Saints Falcons.
That's a tough one because Derek Carr really screwed me over last week. He looked like absolute garbage and then ended with an interception.
Did the Saints win last week?
Who did the Saints play? I don't think so.
I have no idea. I'm going
We love
Saints.
football.
Yeah, we're so dedicated, but I'm going Saints. The Saints are going to beat the Falcons.
I think the Falcons, perhaps. They were pretty
Okay.
close, even really close to being the Chiefs.
The Falcons have been hot this year. Kirk Cousins has really turned that team around.
Kirk Thuggins.
He's doing it. All right, I'm gonna make you pick one more. Eagles, Bucks.
I
I'm saying,
think the Eagles.
I'm gonna say the Bucks. Like, am I confident in that choice? No, but I'm gonna be rooting for them. And hopefully,
Throws on the Buccaneers sweatshirt over the Bengals jersey.
well, I was just gonna say, hopefully the Bengals beat the Panthers. If the Bengals lose to the Panthers, like, that's it for them. They can't come back from that. The Panthers are the worst. Like, if you can't beat them, you can't beat anybody.
Well, the Panthers were looking really good against the Raiders when I went to the game this past weekend.
Did they win?
Yes.
The Panthers beat the Raiders?
They beat them by a decent amount.
Oh. Well, there you go. Maybe there's less hope for the Bengals then. I don't
The
know.
year of the underdog, and to be honest, it's never been harder to be a winner this year
I
than
mean,
now. Because the winners are becoming the losers, and it's a feeling that I haven't felt in a very, very long time, and I don't like it.
when wins become losses and losses become wins, you know?
Except it's just one direction.
It's just me becoming a loser.
Wins becoming losses. The losses are never making it to wins.
Okay,
It's.
it's only week three. It's still
I feel like
early.
what happens is the morning games kind of shake out. Sometimes it looks pretty shitty. Other times it looks okay, and then the afternoon games happen and just shit hits the fan hard.
Yeah, usually by like 4 p.m., I have no hope. I'm like, all right, well, another L for me.
And it's like you had the slight glimmer of hope on Monday, just like I did when I was in week one, when I almost won by a little bit. And then it just led to like a major depression yet again. This is
Almost.
not the way to live, Alyssa.
You're telling me, sister. Well, week four, we'll do it. One of us has to get a win this week. If both of us lose again, then
It's just done.
it's really over.
I'm just calling it quits.
All right, give
Calling
me
it quits,
your.
still worrying about the waiver wire, still doing everything
Call it
possible.
quits, but give me your good players so I can win.
Ay. All right. Well, for everyone else who's hanging on by a thread with football, we are here with you. You are not alone. Call Hot Zone, DM us if you need any help.
DM us for emotional support. We'll be
Some people
there.
have been DMing because I've been very meme heavy. It's the
I
only
love
way I can
that.
survive this season.
Great. Keep that content coming.
Yes. All right, now really, that's all, folks.
Bye.
Thanks for keeping it hot.